Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, I'm going to demonstrate how to attach a new empty disk or virtual hard drive to my virtual machine. Now, you can see that I'm using Bob's first demo, the virtual machine that we created two modules ago. And what I want to do is attach a new empty disk to this. So it's pretty easy to do. Honestly, we're going to go back to the portal and we're going to go to and select one of the virtual machines in my list. I can also drill in and do it from there as well. But let's just go ahead and we have Bob's first demo selected. I'm just going to select attach an empty disk. It's going to ask me for some information about this empty disk. I might rename it. That's probably one of the things I really want to do. My first empty disk. It's a pretty bad name, but hopefully you get the idea. We'll make it a 5 gig disk. We'll make it read write. And we can choose where we want to put it. It's going to, by default, put it in this storage account under the /VHDs subdirectory. So that looks good. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. And it will take a minute or two to set that up. Okay, and it literally took about 90 seconds to do this. So let's take a look now at the disks, the list of disks. And you see it just popped up here, and it's difficult to kind of to see it. What you can do, first of all, there are operating system disks, and you can see what virtual machine they're attached to. So this would logically be it. Let's go ahead and just pull the location over a little bit so we can see. And here you have the location as my storage account /VHDS/ my first empty disk .VHD. Okay, so we're good to go there. The next thing we would need to do is to come in here and to initialize it and format it, which we'll do in the next module. But before we leave this topic, I want to talk about attaching an existing disk. So let's say, for example, let's go back over here to this list. I created another virtual hard drive called bobsdisk.vhd, and I attached that to Bob's SQL machine that I created in the previous module. Now, what if I wanted to attach that hard drive to Bob's first demo, in other words, to this virtual machine? I can do that. I certainly can do that. What I have to do, however, is what is prescribed on this page, which is to run this add-azure-vhd commandlet. And what it will do is it will prepare that virtual hard drive for use as a disk that we can mount to from a different virtual machine. I'm not going to demonstrate how to do that in this module, but it pretty much walks you through the steps of doing that. And if you have any questions about how to use the add Azure VHD commandlet, just take a look at that link and it will give you some sample PowerShell commands to run. Okay, so this is half of the equation. We'll pick this back up in the next module where we'll actually now initialize and format it for use. So we'll see you there. Thanks.